Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, some old school freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I am the Metal Dad, and as we always do, well, most weeks, up in the irons to start the show. A little Iron Maiden Revelations off the Peace of Mind record. It's a track I haven't played in a long time, and yeah, I love it. Love the riffs on that. Love the riffs on the whole record, in all honesty. Big show for you guys this week as we continue to play catch-up on new stuff. We got a lot of new stuff for you. After our two-month hiatus, I hope you had a chance to listen last week. If not, don't forget, all of our shows appear in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com. You can catch us Thursday nights on Cygnus Radio, Fridays and Sundays on ReaperRadio.com. So make sure you check us out whenever you can. But let's get into the new stuff. I got a lot of music to cram into this hour, so we're not going to do a ton of talking. I am going to tell you that one of the albums I am most excited for, though, is from a band from New Jersey called Evoken. And it has been 7 very long years since their last full-length record. A lot has happened in the last 7 years. Most of it not great, let's be honest. But they've got a new record out, which we'll tell you about when we come back. This is Evoken off of that new album. This is None. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio. There you go. Three new tracks from three killer bands. That right there, a band out of Sweden called Hostilia, who just dropped their new record, Face the Fire, on October 24th through Hammerheart Records. We gave you the track Eternal Death. Some ripping new thrash right there. Before that, a band out of Minneapolis called Unsouling, who just dropped a new album October 3rd called Outward Streams of Devotional Woe. Really digging that. Your Momentary Passing was the name of that tune. And starting off the block, Evokin from New Jersey, putting out their first new record since 2018. Man, I didn't think it had been that long. 7 years. Mendacium is the name of the album. Comes out, or just came out October 17th through Profound Lore Records. None was the name of the track off of that one. Super excited to hear all of this album. Sounds fantastic. All right, so let's go right back into some more new stuff. As I said, we're still playing catch up from when we were on our 2 month hiatus. And this right here is a band that I think we've played once before on the show, if I'm not mistaken, when the Candyman was home for the summer. But I've been listening to this record a lot. Probably going to wind up somewhere on my year-end list. The band is Disembodiment out of Canada. And they just dropped their new full-length album back in July called Spiral Crypts through Everlasting Spew Records. It's a ripper. Love it. Let's give you a track off it right now. This is Disembodiment, Stygian Overture. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go. Three more killer, killer tracks from killer new albums, including a band right there out of Poland called Thanatorian, who has a new record out that dropped back in June called Ecstasis of Subterranean Currents. And we gave you the track Thrice Hexed. Anytime you can use the word thrice in a song title or album title, I am on board. Thanatorian, great stuff. Before that, band out of Richmond, Virginia called Morbicon, who you probably know this band because they were put together by Phil Hall, who is also in Municipal Waste and Iron Reagan. This is sort of his extreme metal side project thing going on, and he's got the dude from Fintroll and Oceans singing for them again. Morbicon's new record, Lost Within the Astral Crypts, comes out through Tank Crimes November 21st. They've dropped a couple singles off of it, including Heavens That Burn and Eons Divided, which is the track we played for you. And starting off the block, Disembodiment out of Canada. These guys are killer. Killer stuff. Their debut full-length album, Spiral Crypts, dropped on July 11th through Everlasting Spew Records. And we gave you the track Stygian Overture. Really digging on this record quite a bit. So there you go, Disembodiment. All right, so time for us now to go into albums celebrating anniversaries. We've got some heavy hitters here this week. Going back first to 1989. November 4th, 1989, Carcass released Symphonies of Sickness through Earache Records. To give you probably the most famous track on this record, this is Carcass Exhume to Consume, Metal Dead Radio. Whatever takes my heart to decide for my presence, we are coming back. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three albums celebrating anniversary this week, including Ozzy Osbourne's Diary of a Madman, which came out November 7th, 1981 through Jet Records. And I am realizing now, as we play this, we played Over the Mountain, by the way, obviously album opener, that three-fourths of that lineup has now passed away. Obviously, Randy Rhoads, tragically in 82, Lee Kreslake, the drummer in 2020, and then, of course, Ozzy this year, which leaves only bass player Bob Daisley is the only person left alive who played on that record. Crazy. I'm feeling old. Before that, Amorphis. November 1st, 1992, they released their debut full-length album, The Karelian Isthmus. The Relapse Records gave you Black Embrace, which is one of my favorite Amorphis tracks. And starting off the block, Carcass, off of Symphonies of Sickness, which was released November 4th, 1989, through Earache Records. We gave you Exhume to Consume. All right, so I figured because we played Ozzy, let's end the show with some Dio Sabbath. We always finish off the show as a tribute to We Believe's the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. Let's go back to the Mob Rules record for the second week in a row. Weird. Here's Sabbath. This is Voodoo. Till next week, kids. Thank you.